Sudan's president has promised to, quote, liberate the people of neighboring South Sudan from their rulers. Omar al-Bashir has also vowed to retake the disputed oil-producing Hejlet region, which was captured by the South last week. Bashir's comments follow recent border clashes between the two sides. Norwegian mass murderer Anders Breivik says he'd initially planned more car bombs before going on a shooting spree. He made the remark on the fourth day of his trial. The court is now examining his mental health. If found sane, Breivik could face 21 years in jail. Iran's oil minister says serious volatility will hit the world oil markets unless Western sanctions against Iranian crude are lifted. Rostam Qasemi said Iran's crude has many customers in the world. Qasemi said the mere mention of sanctions against Iran increased oil prices by 18% in global markets. Bahraini authorities say the kingdom won't be able to guarantee safety at Sunday's Formula One Grand Prix. A senior security advisor to the Bahraini monarchy says incidents at the race are possible. John Yates, who is an assistant commissioner with the London Metropolitan Police, says the Bahraini police will use live rounds if necessary. Outrage in Afghanistan after US media published photographs of American forces posing next to dead Afghans. The photos were taken on different occasions in the southern Zabul province in 2010. The incident has forced US authorities to apologize for the conduct of American soldiers. In the U.S. state of Wisconsin, the family of a black man shot dead by a white homeowner has called for justice. 20-year-old Bo Morrison was killed earlier last month in the small town of Slinger. Reports show Morrison was unarmed at the time of the incident. Finnish cell phone maker Nokia has reported a net loss of $1.2 billion in the first quarter of 2012. The big loss comes as Nokia is struggling to compete with its smartphone rivals. The company says it's planning to make more substantial cuts to costs and reshuffle its sales team. And a heavy sandstorm has choked the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, slowing traffic and forcing people to wear face masks. The storm reduced visibility to only a few meters. It also sent dozens of people to hospital with respiratory problems and made shopkeepers shut down their businesses.